I'm going to do a scene from the movie Raging Bull. You fuck my...
Deadpan.
What? You fuck my...
Deadpan Podcast.
How can you ask me a question like that? How can you ask me? I'm your brother and you ask me that? Where do you get the balls big enough to ask me that?
Yep. Throw your hands in the air and, you know, wave them around like you just don't care. Because it's time for Deadpan number 75. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. the guy at Harlem Globetrotters games rooting for the Washington Generals. This is the Diamond episode number 75. So yes, it's Diamond Deadpan, but at some point later on it'll inexplicably change its name to Dimebag Deadpan. And hopefully Dimebag Daryl's resting in peace. Okay, also... other things significant about this episode is that this is the grand finale to the Greasy Spoon Comments game. I think the Smarty Hotties have it pretty much wrapped up, but, you know, that remains to be seen. We'll see what happens. We have RBT17. RBT is the cool, hip way of saying really big things. And it's actually the second-to-last episode in the series. And, oh yeah, one last thing of note. This show is releasing the day after... September 19th, which is, of course, International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Personally, I'm looking forward to International Talk Like a Mime Day, but that's neither here nor there. And the pirate thing is not going to shape the entire episode, but you'll hear little stuff throughout. Have we intro babbled enough?
Mike's Hot Dish.
Rock.
Know what Mike will cook up in his next pot of Mike's Hot Dish. Come and see what's on the menu at the next generation of radio.com. Next generation of radio.com.
Ahoy there, me deadpan hearties. This be the deadpan ambassador, Amy Bowen. I be hailing ye to wish ye all a very happy International Talk Like a Pirate Day. If ye already be celebrating the day, that's great. If not, then ye're missing out on all the fun, ye landlubber. If ye don't know any pirate talk, ye can just start every sentence with "arr" for the rest of the day. Tell ye the truth, tain't very piratical speaking in deadpan talk. But if ye've ever wondered what a deadpan pirate would sound like, now ye know. Fair winds to ye. Deadpan be the way, mateys.
Why, sure! Climb into my spoon!
So here's the way it works. We've been doing this for fucking ever, I think. And we randomly choose comments, a.k.a. nipples. Don't ask. We randomly choose comments off of the deadpan comments board. Keep a running tally of who's had an Ernest Borgnine read on pod. Again, don't ask. And... in this episode, which is the end of the whole thing, whoever had the most belly buttons read on pod is the winner. The standings as of the last episode. The Smarty Hotties had a huge lead with 10. Andrea, Jeremy, Thomas, Rhea plus Energizer Bunny, Vanamon, and Chris all had 4. Retro had 3. Ditto has 3. Lost Ralph has 3, Leanne has 3, Joe has 3, Ed has 3, Jessica has 2, I have 2, but they don't count, Alvy has 2, Hugh has 1, John Bowes has 1, Addy from Boulder has 1, and Jake has 1. Jesus, are we really doing 12 in this episode? We're going to be so fucking sick of this. Alright, let's get to the first one then. First, Ditto says, conference calls suck, suck, suck. Justa Joe says, I think the deadpan will be going to an, quotes, all-naked, close quotes, format. Chris, a.k.a. Queen of the Pasties, says, Van-here in AZ, it's anyone's guess, But NJ was far too chilly to go sans parka, much less clothing, if Jack's complaints were any indication.
Greetings, Jack Mangan. This is Fulmacky, and I have a new cell phone and a new cell phone provider. So this is a call from my new cell phone on my new cell phone provider, where I was allowed to pick five numbers that I call a lot and get all those calls for free. And is it a good thing or a bad thing that the deadpan is one of the five numbers that I call the most frequently? I don't know. But, you know, I'm getting this for free, so I'm just going to keep talking. No, just kidding. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, everybody. This is Vanamond with the contents of my ringtone folder. Let's get the phone and we're going to start. And the first one was one called Brocade. Cosmic. It's supposed to sound like a doctor's phone. From a game called Fairlight, released in the early 80s. Laserbeam. Listen. A rather mangled version of the Blue Danube from a game called Manic Miner, also released in the 80s. Metropolitan. Shogun. Space Tones, whatever that's supposed to mean. From the theme tune to Stingray. Classic theme to the puppet series Thunderbirds. Welcome. And that last one was from a computer game called Whizball that was released on the Atari ST. And that was the contents of my ringtone folder.
Lions and tigers and...
The deadpan.
Oh my!
Lions and tigers and...
The deadpan.
Why, sure!
The leather-clad mistress of deadpan says, yes. Poet Fox says, hello, deadpan, parentheses, originally typed as, quotes, deadpan, close quotes, close parentheses. I woke up. Why can I not sleep in on weekends anymore? Oh well, time to catch up on Kingdom of Loathing. The smarty hotties, trademark says, bah! Methinks Chris is a demoness as hell. Hugh says, colon, oh, that's hot, baby. I like demonesses. Demonessi. He was turned on by demon women. Hugh says, colon, that's why I love you, mama. I am sort of demonish, I guess, smiley face. Hugh says, colon, we need to get you a hot demon outfit. Star, swoon, star. Methinks I already have one, that little red dress you love. Hugh says, colon, oh, yeah, ellipsis. Me loves that dress.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, Captain.
I can't hear you!
Aye, Captain. Gosh. Asshole.
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Mangan's deadpan.
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
Mangan's deadpan.
If nautical nonsense be something you wish.
Mangan's deadpan.
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
Mangan's deadpan. Mangan's deadpan. Mangan's deadpan. Mangan's deadpan. Mangan's deadpan. And sometimes we do haiku.
Haven't done a sing-cane in a very long time. We ought to keep that streak going. Oh. Crap.
Jack Mangan. Jack Mangan. This is the Dub Shack. Winging it's on hiatus, so I'm bored. And I'm on some kind of pain pill that lowers my blood pressure. So I'm feeling kind of deadpan. So I thought I'd give you just a little something. Hope you enjoy it.
Really Big Things, A Serial, by Paul Mackey, Episode 17, Pocahontas. Chris found Jeremy wandering in the street a couple of blocks from the bar, both arms clutched tightly around his stomach. The cool fall afternoon had given way to a cold fall night. The clouds were low enough to be lit clearly from beneath by even the few lights in Pocahontas, Iowa, and snow flurries were lazily falling. Killed, said Jeremy through chattering teeth. His black T-shirt was no match for the chill. Come on, let's go over here to the park, said Chris, steering Jeremy to a bench while keeping an arm around his shoulders. Jeremy looked up at a large statue of Pocahontas. Not here, he whimpered, trying to rise, but Chris tightened the arm about his shoulders. Chris nodded to Jack, who had caught up with them. Jack pulled off his jean jacket, and Chris helped wrap it around Jeremy, who still had both arms tight around his middle. It's over. I'm finished. I was so wrong, said Jeremy. What are you talking about? Asked Chris. You're perfectly safe. Safe? Jeremy's voice rose. Safe? Dead! Killed!
Okay, ain't no way the crazy guy's getting in my teepee flap, said Pocahontas.
Jack silenced her with a warning glare. Jeremy chuckled. It's good, right? He rocked a little. Not for me, though. Guts slipping out, not good for Jeremy, but right. Chris tried again. Jeremy, you're fine. You're okay. Okay? I'm dead. Dead. And so cold. Cold. Let's get him back to the room, suggested Jack. He and Chris got Jeremy to his feet, one on either side of him, and began to shuffle back to the motel. What do you do with that carcass? Mumbled Jeremy, now on the bed in the motel with blankets wound around him. What the fuck happened? Asked Eric. He thinks he's dead, said Jack. Then quickly added, I wonder why? Lamely, for Chris's benefit. Chris either wasn't listening or didn't have an answer. Potter's Field, muttered Jeremy. Or dump in the woods. Worthless. I don't fucking believe this, said Eric. Jeremy! Eric stood right in front of Jeremy and bellowed. Jeremy! What? Yes? Said Jeremy, focusing finally on Eric. He's totally delusional, said Chris, a pinched and worried look on his face. It's scaring the heck out of me. Listen, Jeremy, said Eric. What are you doing to your friend? Scaring him, whimpered Jeremy. You should apologize. Jeremy looked at Chris. I'm sorry, man. Oh, said Chris. It's all right, just settle down. Now tell him to forget all about tonight. Chris, said Jeremy, forget this. Tell him to go to his room. Go back to the other room. And he should go to sleep until morning, said Eric. Get some sleep, murmured Jeremy. See you tomorrow. Jack stood back as Chris plodded to the door, yawning. See ya. Dead, mumbled Jeremy. Okay, he's gone, said Eric. Good. Now slap him. What? Slap him. I'm getting sick of his whining. Jack crouched by the bed, clapping his palm against the side of Jeremy's face a few times. Jeremy? Eric snorted. What the fuck are you, a fairy princess? Give him a good jolt, your highness. Stop fucking calling me that, said Jack sharply. Good, good, now! Eric made a smacking gesture. A solid slap rang out, and Jack clutched at his burning palm. Ow! Jeremy rubbed at his cheek, blinking. What happened? Eric put his hands on his knees and leaned into Jeremy's face. You fucking flipped out. All better? Jeremy recoiled slightly. Yeah, I guess. Good. Eric straightened up. Jack, we need to talk. He gestured to the bathroom door. My office? All right, I'll put this as plainly as possible, said Eric, scarcely before the door was shut. What the fuck? Jack shrugged. You just called it. He flipped out. Look, all we gotta do is get Jeremy to the door. Ivo said he might have some stability issues. You think? Okay, you're right. Hopefully Jeremy holds together and we get to the door. Then you'll do whatever it is you do. I use Jeremy as a focal point to tune the door to open in a way that Ivo has chosen. Then what? You ask too many fucking questions, Jack. No, I mean it. Chris will want to know what the hell's going on. We'll have Jeremy tell him a cover story that Ivo has worked out and not to worry about it. And what about Jeremy, after we get the door locked down? Look, these things get worked out. I just want to know. Jeremy keeps asking questions and you just grump around and sleep a lot. Look, Jeremy doesn't need to know hardly anything. You need to know even less. I sleep a lot because what I do requires a fair amount of concentrated effort. You ask too many fucking questions, Jack.
You've been listening to Really Big Things, a serial by Paul Mackey. Music is Chronodermis by Nanochrist. Find out more at www.nanochrist.com. Send questions or feedback to reallybigthings@gmail.com.
Hello. This is T. Morris of PodioBooks.com, the survival guide to writing fantasy, and podcasting for dummies. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Yay.
Unrelated. Well, actually, I guess this is a related thought. So if pirates always say R, then should pilots say L?
Nipple.
My nipple!
Chris, Ellipsis, a.k.a. Queen of the Pasties, says, yes, my possessor. You are in complete control, Ellipsis. What can I do for you? The Smarty Hotties says, I have been fucktard-botted. Vanimon says, well, Tupperware always comes in useful.
Hey, it's Poet Fox again. Wasn't my, like, hearing the song through the phone last time, like, totally awesome? It was really awesome. Anyway, I just realized that my name's the Poet Fox, so I'm going to read you a poem that I wrote using words. And it is called One and Only. And I hope you can visualize parentheses, because I use a lot of parentheses. Anyway, let me just read this one here. One and Only. By me, the Poet Fox. I am your one and only. Cling. Dig in claws and keep captured. Blood slowly drips, covering your palms and your commitment. And never, ever let go. I will drag you around as my sandals clop on the concrete hill, as set in stone as stone, but a fabrication. Mankind can make it better, faster, stronger. In each step, more will come and cling, and when I fall, breath hard with face scratched by hard, it will be a short jog to the top. Only one for you.
In billiards, you put English on the balls to spin them into the corner. In politics, you put spin on the English when your balls are in a corner. Just don't scratch.
Motherfucker!
Mouse click. She stares up at the stars when the stars fell from her hair then. I bent down to collect them, and then she was gone. I like your pants around your feet, and I like the dirt that's on your knees. In your eyes, the light, the heat, in your eyes I am complete. The razors and the dying roses plead I don't leave you alone. I want to feel you from the inside. It seems so unnerving, yet still somehow deserving, that she could hold my heart so tightly and still not see me there. Feel the sweat break on my brow. She's got legs, she knows how to use them. He's got feet down below his knees. I looked into your eyes and saw a world that does not exist. Got to be good looking because he's so hard to see. The silence deafens my ears. I looked into your eyes and saw a world I wish I was in. I think God is moving its tongue. Take a good look at my face. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Purple haze all in my brain. I'll never find someone quite as touched as you. Oh, I sleep just to dream her, beg the night just to see her, that my only love should be her, just to lie in her arms. I'll never love someone quite the way that I loved you. And if your head explodes with dark forebodings too, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
Hello, Deadpan, this is Amy. Today I'd like to share some sing-canes that I wrote in response to the ending of Harry Potter Book 7. Yes, this segment does contain spoilers for Harry Potter Book 7. I am sorry. If you don't want to be spoiled, please skip ahead 42 seconds onward from the tone. Beep! Reading. Heartbeat pounding. Sudden, jarring impact. Stop, gape at page, sob without tears. Remus. Hogwarts. Not my daughter! House elf reinforcements. Who is the Elder Wand's master? Showdown. Last page. Glimpse of future. Scar, no longer last word. Satisfied with this story's end. Joyful.
Yeah, what's in my head? My head is sitting in cash, sitting in celery. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
And now, one final time, the wit and sophistication of Dubshack.
I hope you like it. See you in 2 weeks.
All right, mouse click. The fourth and final set of greasy spoon comments. Pardon me, greasy spoon nipples. Ed from Texas says, TSH dash, that is just pure evil. Just a Joe says, maybe no that bad, ellipsis, but I'd keep away from the railing over there near the propeller. And finally, the last comment of the season. Jeremy from Seattle says, shit, screw you, JB, exclamation point, exclamation point. But of course, an honorary mention goes to the comment that cracked me up from Just a Joe. And just to give a bit of backstory in the comment, the nipples conversation, Ditto brought up the programming term thunk. And so part of my response to that was, I want to thunk you like an animal. To which Just a Joe said, Jack, would that be Nine Inch Nerds? Trust me, Nine Inch Nerds, that's fucking comedy gold. All right, well, thank you for playing. I see no reason for this to stop unless we're really sick to death of it. So maybe we'll start a new season, or we'll do some exhibition ones. I don't know. We'll probably hear more nipples in the next episode. That's all I'm saying.
Boy, the way Sice Noodles played.
Before we got Chewbacca spayed.
Before Luke knocked up Maron Jade.
Those were the days. Luke keeps seeing ghosts of Ben.
Droids were droids and men were men. Mr. We could use a fish like Admiral Akbar again. Ain't no who shot first debates.
I made the Ewoks masturbate.
And so congratulations to the Smarty Hotties, who with 12 greasy spoon nipples. Yes, they have 12 nipples. Ha 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 ha. They're the greasy spoon comment nipple Ernest Borgnine belly button winners for this season, I guess. So I don't know what. I don't even know what I owe people. I owe them, I think, like 5 meals at Denny's, I think. Which we'll be sure to pay up all at once. But speaking of grease, we're not entirely done. We also do something called Greasy Jelly Bean. You down with GJB? Yeah, you know me. It's where people predict the number of nipples on the comments board, and then whoever has the closest guess by midnight of the following week, on Wednesday, gets a greasy spoon point for the week. So our predictions were 618, 720, 710, 915, 666, 937, 565, and 690. And it was actually very close this week, but Thomas nailed it. Thomas predicted 710, and that's exactly how many we had at midnight. So congratulations, Thomas. You get a greasy jelly bean point. Whatever that means.
Hey, folks and Deadpan Nights, it's Paul from Des Moines calling with the contents of my apartment. Let's see now, in the main room, I've got, well, nothing. Oh, no, my roommate's bookshelf and his couch and chair. In the kitchen, I've also got nothing. Let's check over the bedroom. Wow, even less than nothing, there's dust. Wow. So, yeah, leaving my Des Moines apartment. So gonna not be Paul from Des Moines anymore. I'll catch you all later. Deadpan is the way.
Okay, outro babble. This show is truly a community cast. And it's about this community and you guys and your content. And I just want to say thank you for being there. SphericalJackM@gmail.com. Excuse me. SphericalJackM@gmail.com. Or Jack@JackMangan.com will work. You can call stuff into the voicemail line again. 206-350-TOMI. 206-350-8664. It works now. Sadly, it didn't work when I watched Just a Joe call in from the bar at Dragon Con, but alas, all that stuff is just gone. But it works now. Speaking of Dragon Con, I also really have to mention, I know it was weeks ago, but I really have to mention that I met Chris Fisher and her husband at Dragon Con. Seriously, the meeting was literally less than 2 minutes. But really, they were, you know, as great in person as the impression she gives on pod. And I've been remiss in not thanking her on pod because she actually, you know what, you remember Shrinky Dinks from when you were a kid? Yep, that's what she made me, a Deadpan Shrinky Dink keychain. It's just, I'm speechless. It's awesome. Thank you, Chris Fisher, a.k.a. Chris the Fix Kitty of the Adult Spaces Child Free Podcast. Going to close out with a mash, a new one, actually. I'm not even sure if I like it, but, you know, what the hell. At least it's something you haven't heard 800 times before. I don't know, I hate to go into that on a serious note. But I want to remind you all that we're coming up on 6 months since the passing of a good friend. Ninja. Mason Rocket. We miss you, Joe Murphy. You're gone, but never forgotten. Brilliant. Please go over to joemurphymemorialfund.org. Donate if you're able to. That money is to help Joe Murphy's family deal with the medical costs. And also to go towards cancer research. As they say, tell everyone you know. Alright, I've been Jack Mangan. This has been Deadpan number 75. I'm not coming back after the music. Good night, Grog.
Walking the fine line.